In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, for the sake of the prayers of thy most pure mother and all the saints, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee. O Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, art everywhere present, fills all things, treasury of blessings, giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for laying aside all excuse we sinners offered to thee as to our Master this supplication. Have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have put our trust in thee. Do not be angry with us, nor remember our iniquities, but look down on us even now, since thou art compassionate, and deliver us from our enemies. For thou art our God, and we are thy people, and we are all the work of thy hands, and we call upon thy name, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O blessed Theotokos, open the doors of compassion to those whose hope is in thee, that we may not perish but be delivered from adversity through thee, who art the salvation of the Christian people. Lord, have mercy. 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 Come, let us worship God our King. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ, our King and our God. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ himself, our King and our God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done that which is evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified in thy sayings, and victorious when thou dost judge. Behold, I was conceived in iniquity, and sins did my mother bear me. For behold, thou lovest truth, and the secrets of thy wisdom thou hast made known to me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast humbled may rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy ruling spirit. Then shall I teach transgressors thy ways, and a godly shall return to thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou hast desired a sacrifice, and I would have given it. But thou hast no delight in whole burnt offerings. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good, O Lord, design in thy good pleasure, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblations and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. O eternal God and King of all creation, who has granted me to reach this hour, forgive me the sins I have committed this day in deed, word, or thought. Cleanse, O Lord, my humble soul from every impurity of the flesh and spirit. Grant, O Lord, that I may pass through this night in peace, that when I arise from my humble bed, I may praise thy most holy name all the days of my life, and trample underfoot the physical and bodiless enemies that wage war against me. Deliver me, O Lord, from vain thoughts, from evil desires which defile me. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O almighty Word of the Father, Jesus Christ, who art perfect, never abandon me, thy servant, for thy great mercy's sake, but ever abide in me, O Jesus, good shepherd of thy sheep. Deliver me not over to the sedition of the serpent, and do not abandon me to Satan's will, for the seed of corruption is within me. But do thou, O Lord, worshipful God, holy King, Jesus Christ, keep me while I sleep by thine unwavering light, thy Holy Spirit, by whom thou didst sanctify thy disciples. O Lord, grant to me, thine unworthy servant, salvation on my bed. Enlighten my mind with the light of the understanding of thy holy gospel, my soul with the love of thy cross, my heart with the purity of thy word, my body with thy dispassionate passion. Keep my thought in thy humility, and raise me at the proper time to glorify thee. For most glorified art thou with thine unoriginate Father, thy most Holy Spirit, unto all ages. Amen. O Lord, Heavenly King, Comforter in the Spirit of Truth, show compassion and have mercy on me, thy sinful servant. Absolve me who am unworthy. Forgive all the sins I have committed this day, both in my humanity and mine inhumanity, behaving worse than beasts in sins voluntary and involuntary, known and unknown, whether from my youth and from evil suggestions, or whether from brazenness and despondency. If I have sworn by thy name, or blasphemed it in thought, or I have grieved any one, or become angered by something, or have slandered or saddened any one in mine anger, or have lied or slept unnecessarily, or a beggar has come to me and I have despised him, or have saddened my brother or quarreled with him, or have judged someone, or have allowed myself to become haughty, proud, or angry, or when standing at prayer my mind has been distracted by the wickedness of this world, or have entertained depraved thoughts, or have overeaten, overdrunk, or laughed frivolously, or have had evil thoughts, or seen the beauty of another, and have been wounded thereby in my heart, or have spoken inappropriately, or have laughed at my brother's sins when mine own transgressions are countless, or have been neglectful of prayer, or have done any other wrong that I do not remember. For all of this, and more than this, have I done. Have mercy, O Master, my Creator, on me, thy despondent and unworthy servant. Absolve, remit, and forgive me in thy goodness and love for mankind, that I, who am prodigal, sinful, and wretched, may lay down in peace and find sleep and rest, and thou shalt worship him and glorify thy most honorable name, together with the Father and his only begotten Son, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. What can I offer thee? With what can I repay thee, O immortal King, the bestower of great gifts, O generous Lord, the lover of mankind? Though I have been lazy in pleasing thee and have done nothing good, thou hast brought me to the end of this day, ordering the conversion and salvation of my soul. Be merciful toward me, a sinner, bereft of any good deeds. Raise up my fallen soul, defiled by countless sins. Remove from me every evil thought of this visible life. Forgive, O only sinless one, all the sins I have committed against thee this day, in knowledge or in ignorance, in word, deed, or thought, or through any of my senses. Do thou thyself protect me from every assault of the enemy, through thy divine power, inexpressible love for mankind and strength. Cleanse, O Lord, cleanse the multitude of my sins. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me from the snares of the evil one, and save my passionate soul. When thou comest in glory, illumine me with the light of thy countenance. May I fall uncondemned into a sleep free of apparitions. Keep the thoughts of thy servant untroubled, and keep far from me every satanic activity. Enlighten the reason and doubt eyes of my heart, lest I fall into the sleep of death. Send to me an angel of peace, a guide and guardian of my soul and body, that he may deliver me from mine enemies, that rising from my bed, I may offer thee prayers of thanksgiving. Yea, O Lord, hear me, thy sinful servant, impoverished in will and conscience. Grant that when I arise, I may be instructed in thy words. Cause thine angels to drive demonic despondency far from me, that I may bless thy holy name and praise and glorify the most pure Theotokos Mary, whom thou hast given to us sinners as an intercessor. Receive her as she prays for us. We know that she imitates thy love for mankind and prays for us without ceasing. Through her intercessions and the sign of the precious cross, and for the sake of all thy saints, O Jesus Christ our God, preserve my wretched soul, for thou art holy and most glorified unto the ages of ages. Amen. O Lord our God, forgive all the sins I have committed this day in word, deed, or thought. For thou art good and lovest mankind. Grant me a peaceful sleep, free of restlessness. Send thy guardian angel to protect and keep me from all harm. For thou art the guardian of our souls and bodies. And to thee we send the glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. O Lord our God, in whom we believe and upon whose name we call more than upon any other, grant, as we lay us down to sleep, repose of body and soul, and preserve us from the gloomy slumber of sin and from every dark and nocturnal sensuality. Calm thou the impulses of carnal desires, quench the fiery darts of the arousals of the flesh. Grant us to live chastely in word and in deed, that we may obtain a virtuous life and not fall away from thy promised blessings. For blessed art thou forever. Amen. The Lord, deprive me not of the heavenly blessings. The Lord, deliver me from eternal torments. The Lord, forgive me whether I have sinned in mind, word, deed, or thought. O Lord, deliver me from all ignorance, forgetfulness, cowardice, and stone-like insensitivity. O Lord, deliver me from every temptation. O Lord, enlighten my heart, which evil desires have darkened. O Lord, as a man I have sinned, but do thou, as a compassionate God, have mercy on me, seeing the infirmity of my soul. O Lord, send thy grace to mine aid, that I may glorify thy holy name. O Lord Jesus Christ, inscribe me, thy servant, in the book of life, and grant me a good end. O Lord, my God, even though I have done nothing good before thee, grant by thy grace that I may make a good beginning. O Lord, sprinkle into my heart the dew of thy grace. O Lord of heaven and earth, remember me, thy sinful servant, shameful and unclean in thy kingdom. Amen. O Lord, accept me in penitence. O Lord, do not forsake me. O Lord, lead me down into temptation. O Lord, grant me good thoughts. O Lord, grant me tears, remembrance of death and compunction. O Lord, grant me the thought of confessing my sins. O Lord, grant me humility, chastity, and obedience. O Lord, grant me patience, courage, and meekness. O Lord, implant the root of good, the fear of thee, in my heart. O Lord, vouchsafe me to love thee with all my soul and thoughts, and in all things to do thy will. O Lord, protect me from evil men and demons and passions and from every other unseemly thing. O Lord, thou knowest that thou dost as thy wilt, that will also be done in me, a sinner. For blessed art thou unto the ages of ages. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, for the sake of thy most honorable mother, the bodiless angels, thy prophet and forerunner and baptist, the divinely inspired apostles, the bright and victorious martyrs, the holy and God-bearing fathers, and through the intercessions of all the saints, deliver me from this present assault of the demons. Yea, my Lord and Creator, desirest not the death of a sinner, but rather that he be converted and live. Grant conversion also to me, wretched and unworthy. Rescue me from the mouth of the pernicious serpent, its mouth open to devour me and take me down to Hades alive. Yea, my Lord, my comfort, who for my miserable sake with clothed incorruptible flesh, draw me out of misery and grant comfort to my wretched soul, and plant in my heart to fulfill thy commandments, and to forsake evil deeds, and to obtain thy blessings. For thee, O Lord, have I placed my hope. Save me. O good mother of the good King, most pure and blessed Theotokos Mary, pour out the mercy of thy Son and our God upon my passionate soul, and by thine intercessions guide me toward good works, that I may pass the remaining time of my life without blemish, and attain paradise through thee, O Virgin Theotokos, who alone are pure and blessed. O Angel of Christ, my holy guardian and protector of my soul and body, forgive me all the sins I have committed this day, and deliver me from all the evil of my militant enemy, lest I anger my God by any sin. Pray for me, a sinful and unworthy servant, that thou mayest show me forth worthy of the kindness and mercy of the all-holy Trinity, and of the Mother of my Lord Jesus Christ, and of all the saints. Amen. O victorious leader of triumphant hosts, we thy servants delivered from evil sing our grateful thanks to thee, O Theotokos, as thou dost possess an invincible mind, set us free from every calamity, and so that we may sing rejoice, one wedded bride. Exceedingly glorious ever virgin mother of Christ God, bear thou our petition unto thy Son and our God, and implore thou him that through thee he will save our souls. All my hope I place in thee, O Mother of God, keep me under thy protection. O Virgin Theotokos, despise me not, a sinner, desiring thy help and thy protection, but have mercy on me, for my soul hath placed its hope in thee. The Father is my hope, the Son is my refuge, the Holy Spirit is my protector. O Holy Trinity, glory to thee. It is truly meet to bless thee, O Theotokos, ever blessed and most pure, and the Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Without corruption thou gavest birth to God the Word. To Theotokos we magnify thee. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. O Master, lover of mankind, is this bed to be my coffin, or wilt thou enlighten my wretched soul with another day? Behold, the coffin lieth before me. Behold, death confronteth me. I fear, O Lord, thy judgment and the endless torments, yet I cease not to do evil. My Lord God, I continually anger thee, and thy most pure mother, and all the heavenly hosts, and my holy guardian angel. I know, O Lord, that I am unworthy of thy love for mankind, but am worthy of every condemnation and torment. But, O Lord, whether I will it or not, save me. For to save a righteous man is no great thing, and to have mercy on the pure is nothing wonderful, for they are worthy of thy mercy. But on me, a sinner, show the wonder of thy mercy, and this reveal thy love for mankind, lest my wickedness prevail over thine ineffable goodness and merciful kindness, and order my life as thou wilt. Enlighten mine eyes, O Christ God, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say I prevailed against him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Be thou the helper of my soul, O God, for I walk amidst the snares of many. Deliver me from them, O good one, for thou alone lovest mankind, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Let us ever praise the most glorious Mother of God, who is holier than the angels. With our hearts and our lips, let us confess her as Theotokos, for she truly gave birth to God incarnate for us, and prays unceasingly for our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish. As wax melts before the fire, so let sinners perish before the face of those who love God and sign themselves with the sign of the cross, and joyously exclaim, Rejoice, most precious cross of the Lord, that chases demons away through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was nailed to thee, who descended into Hades, and having trampled down the power of the devil, gave to us his precious cross for the routing of all enemies. Help me forever, most precious and life-creating cross, together with the Holy Lady Virgin Theotokos and all the saints. Amen. Into thy hands, O Lord Jesus Christ, my God, I commend my body and my spirit. Do thou bless me, do thou have mercy on me, and grant me life everlasting. Amen.